don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
10 minutes after 2, it's the third and the final hour of Live. That's the show with me, Nayeh Luphondwana, with you until 3 o'clock. It's the third and final hour, but this segment is dedicated to our daily focus with Pastor Carlos Chikumbirike. Pastor Carlos Chikumbirike, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you.
So today we are talking. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Today we're talking about raising children to serve others. The idea of compassion. Mm. And I do understand compassion may be a rather foreign concept, but compassion may be rare in a me-first culture. What about me kind of people? Mm. But the Bible shows us that helping others is the heart of faith. How do we encourage children to value compassion and see serving others as a way of life? Let's begin right there, Mfundis. Mm-hmm. How do we do that?
You are very right. Actually, people that are happiest in life are people who are not egocentric.
Right.
Someone has defined the word joy as Jesus, others, and then yourself in that order.
Oh, okay.
If we give our lives for Jesus first best, and then next we take care of other people's needs,
right,
and then ourselves last, that will give us real joy. The Bible says, blessed is he that giveth than it is to receive.
Right.
So it is a fundamental principle that children should be taught from a tender age, that taking care of other people's needs is at the heart of a fulfilling life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how does serving others reflect biblical values? And how can kids practice this?
So giving and living for others is what actually reflects biblical values. Because the Bible is full of messages that that empowers Christians,
right,
to do good to others. The Bible says, do unto others as you want them to do unto yourself.
Right.
That's the biblical principle. The Bible is full of verses that talk about him who is going to be counted greatest must become least among others.
Right.
Jesus himself demonstrated it by washing the foot of others.
Okay, okay.
Which was a job that the least of the servants would do.
Right.
Sacrificing for others is what makes God happy. So kids should be taught to do that. On a table, if there are three apples, the biggest apple is not always the one for me.
Right, right.
Put others first.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone has a problem, a challenge, they have no pen in class, let parents teach their children to give others no pen, at least a pen if you have got two.
Right, right.
Because by being faithful in these little things and little dosages, we are preparing ourselves to be great ministers who serve other people.
Yeah.
And that makes God happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what are some of the simple age appropriate ways to get kids involved in helping others in Mfundis?
Let parents lead the example. Let parents show that serving others is a priority. And as they serve others, do it together with the kids, you know. Let's have jingles and songs that promote these values. There is a song that I used to hear some little children sing. I have two mangoes and I am glad. You have no mangoes and that's too bad. I share my mangoes because I love you.
Oh,
that's what Jesus wants me to do.
It's a very nice song. Nice,
and those
nice
kids, if you trust them, they grow to become very, very, very admirable, loving and lovable Christians.
Right, right.
The society does not want mean people.
Yeah.
The society has no room for people who are egocentric, selfish people. People who do not consider the good of others. Society has no room for them. So if we don't groom our children to be conscious of other people's sensitive to other people's needs and feelings, we are also making it hard for them to soar in life.
Yeah.
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 If you're in a position of privilege, use that position to help others up.
You know, Mfundisi, this is sometimes serving others can be portrayed by some as a bad thing, as an unenjoyable thing. People tend to think that they are being made slaves. I'm not your slave. You're not the boss of me. How can parents help children appreciate the joy, Mfundisi, the joy that comes from serving others?
It ought to be painted exactly as it is. It's Christocentric.
Okay.
It's a Christocentric life. We are not doing these things so that we immediately create for ourselves the blessing.
Mm.
But we are doing this so that we align ourselves God's will, so that He blesses us.
Right.
You see? It's not always what is the eye. It's like a tip of the iceberg.
Right.
People see a very small tip, a very small, insignificant icon.
Right.
On the surface of the sea. But underneath, it's a very big rock of ice.
Right.
Sometimes these gestures may not appear to many as attractive,
right,
especially at a tender age. But the big picture ought to be known. We ought to be conscious of the bigger picture that we are aligning with of reign of the universe. He left His throne above to come and live like a man.
Right.
He came to be despised by mankind when He didn't really need to.
Right.
He could live without doing that.
Yeah.
Even enjoy better.
Right, right,
but
right.
He ended up dying because of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
That men could not see during that time. Similarly, those who are Christians, called by Christ's name, should be ready to lay down their lives for others because there's a bigger picture.
Right, right.
There's a bigger picture.
So the idea, Mfundisi, as I'm hearing you, it's just making sure that people or our children have got a bigger picture in mind. Yeah. And that mindset is a difficult one. How does a mindset of compassion, Mfundisi, as you're describing it, influence a child's relationship with peers?
So as time goes on, because there is no apple tree that is harvested the day it is planted.
Right.
There is no orange tree that is harvested the day it is planted.
Okay.
Or even watered.
Right.
You know, even if you water it a lot in its first few days, you don't see fruit immediately.
Right.
But as time goes on, it is a law that God is a superintendent of. Time will come when these benefits will actually come to be enjoyed by the children that would have listened to these lessons and parents would have. Because if a child is generous, if a child is compassionate, kind, if a child is conscious of other people's understanding, they will also in turn become easy to work with. I'll sit on an interview panel and grant a job to somebody who is compassionate,
right,
somebody who's considerate, somebody who has great interpersonal skills.
Right.
Rather than someone who's a bully, who's selfish, who's egocentric, who only thinks about me, myself, and I.
Mm.
So the fruits will definitely come, and God will even reward these labors in this world and as well as in the world to come. You know, people who also take time to listen, they place value on the opinions that other people have. It begins at a tender age.
Right.
To listen. What do they have to say? Socrates, the wisest person on earth, believed that there is something to learn from everybody, even the one who is most wise.
Right.
And history says he learned this lesson as a toddler.
Mm.
So you get to learn more, you become wise.
I hear you.
And
I
it benefits you.
Loud and clear, I hear you, Mfundisi. Before we part ways, Mfundisi, I think perhaps I should ask this question, because a lot of people have been pushing for the idea of self-love and self-care because of people who are abusive. They give of themselves and they never receive in return. And I don't want us to appear to be encouraging that culture. So how do we balance self-care with a strong sense of compassion for others, Mfundisi?
Thank you for that. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in a selfless mind, let each person esteem others better than themselves. That's Philippians 2, verse 3 and 4. So God wants us to also see others and have respect for them. But in the same sense, we also need to be conscious that we have a primary responsibility to also take care of ourselves. You know, the Bible says, fight for your own salvation with fear and trembling. So while we are looking after our own rights, you're also looking at the rights of others.
Yeah.
The biggest self-care that a person can give is to live responsibly.
Okay.
To realize they are responsible, their responsibility towards their neighbor, their responsibility towards God, their responsibility to themselves. So Jesus would define the way forward, how we treat others, and we also, by doing that, we are also taking care of ourselves.
Yeah.
In Shona, I know many of your listeners, even right now, they are also in, a part of the Shona-speaking people in Zimbabwe. There is a proverb that says, it translated to English directly says that the plate goes where another plate is coming from.
Oh.
When we do good to others, we are going to have them do good to us as well. You know,
mm.
you know, it goes like that. When you are nice to others, others will also be nice to you. So you are actually taking care of yourself very well by living a responsible life that also considers the needs of others.
Right.
Because no man is an island.
Yeah.
No man is an island. Even the best of mind cannot live on this earth alone and be happy.
Absolutely.
You also need some.
Absolutely.
So by doing well to others, we are really doing well to ourselves.
Hey.
Well.
Hey. Mfundis, thank you ever so much for these insights. I tell you, even though we're talking about children, I'm benefiting from them myself as a grown-up. So thank you ever so much for your time and your insights. Mfundis, we'll do this once again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Until then, thank you very much, Mfundis.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.